Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, and thank you for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. So today I want to talk to you about how to get strong, toned shoulders just in time for the summer. According to the American Council on Exercise, combining cardio, strength training, and a healthy diet is a great way to reduce body fat. When it comes to sculpting strong, defined shoulders, the lateral raise is one of the most underrated exercises out there. But aesthetics aren't the only reason to give your delts more attention in your workouts. Experts say your shoulders are the most mobile joint in your body, thus increasing chances of injury. So by strengthening them, you will lower the risk of injury and increase the chances of longevity. And so in my opinion, the perfect exercise for strong, lean shoulders is a combination side and front lateral raises. Now, this is an isolated exercise that strengthens the entire shoulder, and here's how to do it. So start by standing with your feet shoulder width apart. Grab a pair of dumbbells anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds with palms facing inward, and let your arms hang at the side of your thighs. It's okay to maintain a slight bend in the elbows. Next, gradually raise your arms out to the sides in a controlled manner until they're at shoulder level. Pause, then lower the weights back to the starting position. Then move your hands to the front of your thighs and gradually raise the weight in front of you until you reach shoulder level once again. Pause, then gradually and in a controlled manner, lower the weight back to the starting position. This would be considered one rep. You want to do 3 to 4 sets of 12 to 15 reps once or twice a week. And this exercise can be done in the smallest of spaces. So each time you reach, grab, push, or pull something or somebody, you are risking shoulder injury. So remember, not only will you end up with great looking shoulders, but working your shoulders will greatly reduce the chances of injury and increase strength and mobility on so many different levels in your shoulders. Now, the fact that Jesus came to earth as a human being, not as a cow or a horse or some other form, further demonstrates God's regard for our physical beings. Paul tells believers bluntly that their bodies are from God. Therefore, believers should honor God with their bodies inside and out. We are called to steward our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit. If we do not, we are neglecting God's temple. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Please feel free to pass it on to family and friends. And as always, remember to tune in to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on 100.7 FM, The Joy, and we'll share more health and wellness information with you. Thank you, and have a blessed week and a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you for joining us for Living Fit. We've been talking about ways we can be healthy, live a good, long, healthy life, and please God at the same time. God has made these bodies so wonderful and marvelous that they can self-heal. Psalms 139, verse 14 says, I will praise you for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. With depression, anxiety, mental challenges, imagined illnesses, God is very much into our minds. Isaiah 26:3 says, the Bible says that thou shalt keep him in what? Perfect peace. It says, perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Now, brothers and sisters, that's one of the problems that many of us have. One of the reasons why we suffer from so much depression and one of the reasons that we suffer from so many challenges is that our minds are not stayed on him. It starts on him. But because we put our minds on occasions on the Lord, but it's not stayed on him. And if we occasionally contact our minds with the Lord, then you're going to have occasional health and you're going to have occasional peace and you're going to have a period of time that you're going to end up having no peace at all. So God says, I can keep your mind in perfect peace. God says, I can give you total, complete peace to the point that it literally passes all understanding. Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Is your loyalty divided between God and the world? Are you unstable in everything you do? Believers who are poor and have nothing, they can boast about, for God has honored them. The Bible tells us that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. In James 1:6-9, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. The perspective of rich and poor, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation. Believers who are poor have something to boast about, for God has honored them. Romans 12 says, he says, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is the reason for this? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God says, I want to transform your mind. God wants our mind so bad that he actually spelled it out in Proverbs 23:6. He says, my son, give me thine heart. But the word heart, we know, refers to our mind. And let that eyes observe my ways. This is what God has always wanted. So how he wants your mind, because he knows once the mind is connected with God, then the mind can stay focused and then we can have peace. We can understand the perfect will of God. How many times have you asked the question, Lord, what are you doing with my life? But why are these things happening? In other words, we literally are saying things to God that proves we don't know, nor understand, nor accept his will. But this transformation of mind, we're told, can prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Did you know that we can prove what God wants us to do and how we should live and how we should be able to promote his word? You don't have to be in a state of baffle and confusion. That is a lot of us are in. In these very last moments of Earth's history, even some of God's appointed ministers are confused. Yes, some of the messengers, those who receive God's word for this present time, are depressed, as well as the rest of us. And we can help. We can't help anybody like that. God says, listen, I want your mind. I want you to learn how to stay focused. I want you to understand that there's something special that he put in us. The Holy Spirit is there for eye guidance. When we do this simple little study of physiology, you can see that God made this thing called the brain for us to be able to hear him. When God made it, he had something that he wanted to do. And notice he said he has something here in the front called the frontal lobe of our minds. The frontal lobe is very, very precious. It's the very, very special because we find that when God, we would say be transformed in a renewing of our mind, that's where we will do it. When he would say to keep your mind stayed on me and perfect, we have peace with God, who would say, my son, give me thy heart, you will find that it is what he wants to do in us. He wants us in peace. He wants us to be able to stay our mind on him, and he wants us to be able to share that with others. And that he wants us to understand we have something called this frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is very, very important, family, because you will notice that here is what the frontal lobe does. It's the executive function of our brains. The frontal lobe involves the ability to recognize future consequences resulting from current actions. We need to make this known. Is that a good thing? Well, that's a very important thing. Wouldn't it be wonderful, parents, if we can instill in our children that there are consequences resulting from current actions? The frontal lobe helps to choose between the good and bad actions. You understand why God wants your mind, because it is your mind. It is the frontal lobe that's what you're going to be using to make choices about whether you're going to follow God or you're going to follow Satan. So literally, God says, I want your mind. Now watch it. It says to choose between good and bad actions, or better or best, override and suppress socially unacceptable responses, and to determine similarities and differences between things or events. All of these are connected to the function of what is called the frontal lobe. Therefore, what we have to, we must do is we have to do everything possible to keep our frontal lobe in a very healthy state. We must keep our frontal lobe in a very strong state so that way our minds can always stay on God. And we can receive the benefits from perfect peace, proving what is that perfect and acceptable will of God, and being able to give God our minds. So that is what we're talking about today. We are allowed to become like him when we keep our mind stayed on him. So it's important that we take care of this frontal lobe, our brain. That's the most important thing. Is that not right? We should be taking care of our brain. Now, the question is how? How could we do it? What are the ways that we can do it? Did you know that the Bible does not leave us without answers? The scriptures always gives us what we need. Did you know that the Bible actually tells us through the example of Jesus Christ how we can do this? One of the key ways that he was able to keep his mind stayed on God. Now, understand, I'm not saying that this is the only way. This is one of the. Remember, I said one of the. In other words, I'm not minimizing what we're talking about today to the only thing It's not the only thing, but to the one thing, this is the one key thing that actually kept Christ so focused on his Father, that he always chose to follow his Father rather than to follow the influences of Satan. Notice again the function of the frontal lobe. It is to help us choose between good and bad actions. Did you know how Christ chose between good and bad actions, or what actually assisted him to observe? Did you know that the Bible gives a scripture that you and I would do well to think about, that we could navigate through in this life? I want you to think about this here, this passage of scripture that I'm sure that a lot of us have studied many times over in the church. If you've been a churchgoer, if you've been a Bible student or anything like that, more than likely you've read this scripture many, many times. But notice what the verse says. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, I know many of us have read this verse many times, because I heard it every Christmas. This is the clear text where we learn that Emmanuel is none other than God with us. This was talking about Jesus in Isaiah 7:14, because we see it again in Matthew 1:23. So here it is, that this is the passage of Scripture that is very familiar. But what about the many times of unfamiliar verse that's the next verse that we have overlooked? You see, the next verse says, this talking about Emmanuel, watch this, says in verse 15, butter and honey shall ye eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Now, that part of Scripture, many of us are not familiar with. Did you know that that part of the reason why Christ was able to choose between good and refuse evil was because of his diet? Keep in mind, butter and honey in those days, that was considered a very, very good high-level type of dietary practice. And do you know that today we might not be able to do the butter and honey, but we can do food that keeps our minds in perfect peace and stayed on him? Because what did God, the reason why I know that God says that this is good is because God says, remember, when he talked to the Israelites, he talked about Canaan land, he told the children of Israel, when you leave Egypt, you will be going to a place through the wilderness into a new place. And what did God say about Canaan land? That it would be a land flowing with milk and honey. Did you know that butter comes from honey? You know, milk and butter are the same thing. And honey, butter, honey, literally, that same wonderful diet that was the diet in those days, in the last days, the animal kingdom is going to be so diseased that we cannot take of this food like Jesus did, just like the fish and everything else is so contaminated now. But the Bible shows in those days, butter and honey shall ye eat, and it was of such a diet that it literally helped assist him in knowing how to refuse and choose good. Do you know what that teaches us? That means that diet plays a role in strengthening of our mind. Yes, the frontal lobe. That means that diet plays a role in strengthening what God wants us to. This is why God says so much in the Word on the point of diet. There have been 199 shootings this year already. we must do everything possible to keep our frontal lobe healthy and operating at optimal levels. Our mind can then be stayed on God and receive all the benefits and become more like Him. Now, the question is, how do I take care of my frontal lobe? Did you know how much our diet plays a role in our thinking? We have to realize that we need to want to help to make better choices so that when you eat or drink, it has healing and not toxins. Parents, we need to fix food for our children that will keep them from making bad choices. You know, that teaches us that means that the diet plays the role that we need in strengthening the mind. The Washington Post, and I love this because medical science is behind God. It said, the Washington Post, a healthy, well-balanced diet can help us think clearly and feel more alert. It can also improve our concentration, attention span. Conversely, inadequate diets can lead to fatigue, impaired decision-making, and can slow down reaction time. Adults who eat a healthy diet live longer and have lower risk of obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. So a healthy eating can help people with chronic diseases manage these conditions and avoid complications. Health cannot be minimized. We have people dying all over the place. We're going to have to make health a very integral part of a week's knowledge-based teaching in order to save our people from not weight loss, but from death from all causes. With COVID-19 being such a presence of the last few years, and again, that we don't want to go through that again, we want our people to be healthy enough that should a virus hit, their immune systems are strong enough that they can survive and be strong enough that they will be able to fight any disease. Health is a gold mine. I thank God He has included me in this to encourage people to make their health a part of God's worship. When it comes to our eating and our drinking, Why is it because now we understand what's going on? The number one thing is many diseases are taking place in our world today are wholly imaginary things that we can control with God's mind. So if we really want to overcome many of the diseases, we're going to have a stronger mind. God says, well, there are ways to do that, to keep our mind stayed on Him. You will have to have perfect peace if you allow God to renew your mind, is what He says. You will be able to prove to others and to yourself what is acceptable and the perfect will of God. God says, my son, give me your mind. Let me educate you. Let me train it. So we said, all right, I'll be willing to do that, but how? One of the ways outside of choice, God says, I want you to start paying better attention to what you're putting in your system. God says, I want you to start paying better attention to what you're eating and what you're drinking and what you're putting in and on your body. Because now we understand there's a direct connection between diet and the connection of our physical and mental mind. If you're following so far, and you hear what I'm saying, please make a decision today to do better. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, which was our main talking point, Scripture 10:31, therefore, whether you eat or drink, do it to the glory of God. We need to be thinking about when we eat, not thinking about what we're going to eat, but how we're going to glorify God with our diets, with the foods that we eat, and use these foods to make sure that God is blessed by what we do. God's health plan is a lot of what we need in this world today. God wants us to be able to function in such a way that it pleases Him and that we are able to take this and do the most valuable things. John 6:35 says, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. While both wealth and health are important, many see health as ultimately more important. This is because without good health, it's difficult to enjoy the benefits of your wealth. For example, a person who is rich but has a poor health may not be able to enjoy their wealth due to illness and disability. If you don't have your health, it will impact your work, it will impact your relationship with your family, and your ability to be able to be there for your children. Your level of physical, mental health will have a profound impact on all areas of your life. And this is why it's important to take your health more seriously. Take the necessary actions to prevent future health problems and to treat any issues that you are already experiencing. You'll find that a healthier you will make you feel better, make your family love God more. Good health gives you the energy, the vitality you need to not only get through your day, but to endure your day. When you feel strong and capable, you are confident in the ability to tackle any task. You will thrive and enjoy life, fulfilling the relationship that you have with God and being able to witness to others, because you will know how to answer every man according to your faith. A healthy mind is just as important as a healthy body, and a healthy diet is the most beneficial thing you can do to take care of yourself. When you nourish your mind and you practice self-care, you will find that you feel more balanced and healthy. Thank you so much for listening to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. Keep living fit and doing what matters, and hopefully we'll see you next week. God bless you. Have a blessed week, and let's prove God everywhere we go.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, Facebook at livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.